And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. On the UL campus, Wednesday and Thursday, United Blood Services will be conducting their first spring blood drive, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day in front of Dupre Library. They are desperate for blood donations. If you are on the UL campus, faculty, staff, or a student or work close by, you can donate. Their goal for this drive is 125 pints. You have to be at least 16 years old and weigh at least 110 pounds and have a valid photo ID. That's going to be on the UL campus Wednesday and Thursday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The UL Study Abroad office is hosting a study abroad discussion panel this Wednesday, February 5th, from 3:30 to 5 p.m. in Moody Hall, room 103. If you have any students, you're a parent or a teacher, and you have any students interested in the study abroad program, encourage them to attend. Former study abroad students will be there sharing their experiences, and faculty members will be there answering questions about their courses. That's this Wednesday afternoon, February 5th, from 3:30 to 5 in Moody, room 103. Also on the UL campus on Wednesday at 4 p.m. in Dupre Library in the Ernest J. Gaines Center on the third floor, there will be a spoken word evening. You can hear selected passages from African-American writers and poets read by administrators, faculty, and students, and everyone is invited to participate with a 1 to 5 minute reading of your favorite passage. For more information about this evening, you can contact the Ernest J. Gaines Center on the UL campus. Wanderlust Theater Company will open its production of Eurydice by Sarah Rule this week, February 6th. It will run through the weekend. There will be performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and on Sunday at 2. Performances will be at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It's an imaginative retelling of the Greek myth on the day that Eurydice is to marry Orpheus. She has a misstep, and thus ensues the play. This is Wanderlust Theater Company. For more information, you can find them on Facebook. The Connections Women's Networking Group will meet this Friday, February 7th at 12 noon at the Petroleum Club. The speaker will be Dr. Natalie Harder, who is Chancellor of SLCC, the South Louisiana Community College, and she'll discuss the college and its critical role in Acadiana's economy. Networking begins at 11:30 and luncheon is at noon. For reservations, you can call the group or at 236-8252. And a new play, Visiting Mr. Green by Jeff Barron, is being produced by Vincent P. Barra. It will run at Cité des Arts this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and then the following weekend. It features Vincent Barra and Andrew Lee Vincent. For ticket information, you can call Cité or go to their website, citedesart.org. There was a public meeting scheduled on strategies to address water issues put on by the League of Women Voters. That will be this Saturday, February 8th, at the Lafayette Parish South Regional Library from 8:30 in the morning until noon. The public meeting is free and open to the public. Again, that is a forum sponsored by the League of Women Voters on strategies to address water issues. This Saturday for the Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market, Les Amis and Franco Jeunes will be co-hosting the French. They will be leading a French conversation for anyone interested in speaking, hearing, or practicing French. And that will be at 9. And the Les Amis parent-led group that provides support for the immersion programs will host a musical performance starting at 8:30 featuring French songs. And leading the Cajun Jam this Saturday, February 8th, will be Gainey Arsimon. Cajun Jams are from 9 to 11 at the Horse Farm Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market. This Saturday in Ville Platte at the Louisiana State Arboretum, there will be a program called Bluebird Basics. If you're trying to lure bluebirds to your yard, you may be interested in attending. It's from 2 to 4 p.m. Saturday afternoon. And they'll be providing tips and habitat suggestions. For more information, you can contact the Arboretum or stop by their website. The Louisiana Coalition Against Human Trafficking is hosting the first annual North Shore Human Trafficking Conference this Saturday, February 8th in Mandeville, Louisiana. For more information, you can go to their website, LACAHT, the Louisiana Coalition Against Human Trafficking, and their first conference. You can find out more information about their organization or the conference. This Saturday, the Bagmat Ministry is holding a workshop so that you or your group, service group, can learn how to make sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags. This Saturday, February 8th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Grace Presbyterian Church in Lafayette. You can just show up. You don't have to make a reservation. This Saturday is Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. Galleries up and down Jefferson Street will be open, featuring new work and some returning exhibits. Also, the Lafayette Arts and Fleas has a new home and will be at Park de Lafayette in downtown Lafayette. And Plan Lafayette Week opens on the 5th of February and runs through the 12th. They will have an event during Art Walk. There will be lots of things going on. You can go to their website to find out more. Just search for Plan Lafayette or go to planlafayette.com and find a full schedule of events and descriptions of the different elements of the plan. And Megan Barra will have an exhibit opening during Second Saturday Art Walk at Cité. It's called Silk Compositions, and they always feature an artist at Cité. The UL Lafayette Symphony Orchestra will present a free concert this Saturday, February 8th. It features guest string performers, over 120 pre-college string players from throughout Louisiana will join with the UL Symphony to perform. The symphony will also perform a Brook Violin Concerto, Mozart's Major Flute Concerto, and Rimsky-Korsakov's Russian Easter Overture. That's this Saturday, February 8th, 7:30. It is a free concert open to everyone at Angel Hall. Boom Boom Burlesque will present Le Voyage de l'Amour this Saturday, February 8th at Cité des Arts. It will start at 10 p.m. after Art Walk. Tickets are available online or at the door. It is adults only. Boom Boom Burlesque, and we'll be speaking with members of Boom Boom Burlesque tomorrow about that performance. The Cane Fire film series continues at the Acadiana Center for the Arts with a screening next Monday, February 8th, of the documentary Betty Page Reveals All. Tickets are available through the ACA's website or at the door. You can find out more at Cane Fire Film Series on Facebook. Vermilionville continues its Les Mains Guidées Craft Series on February 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. Vermilionville artisan M. Lemieux will offer a workshop in open hearth cooking. You can stop by their website or call Vermilionville for more information. And looking ahead next week, February 13th through the 16th, there will be a new play, a new comedy review actually put on called The Bumpy Road, A Journey Through Pregnancy. The performers and creators are Sarah Goche and Allison Baron Brandon. That's February 13th through the 16th at Theater 810. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also see music videos of performances filmed in our studios. In fact, we have one setting up right now of Little Buck Senegal that will appear at some point in the springtime. Currently on our website, there is a music video recorded in our studios, Cypress Lake Studios of Sunny Landreth, produced by Joanna Devine and Allison Bowl and Peter DeHart. You can check that out on our website, krvs.org. And of course, you can always support KRVS at any time. Your support is crucial to the running of KRVS Public Radio. You can make those contributions at our website by hitting the support or pledge now buttons. That's all at krvs.org. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7, it's World of Opera. And at 11, Japan Jukebox. In just a moment, we'll join NPR's All Things Considered.